My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tuesday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. On this, the fifth day of March 2024, coming to you from a seasonably warm Bedford County, Virginia. We're supposed to get up in the 70s, possibly mid-70s today. That's pretty awesome for early March. May have some problems, technical problems out there this morning, folks. Both Facebook and Instagram are down. If you are a regular viewer on either of those channels, there might be some issues this morning. And that was as of, 4 or 5 minutes ago. All right, the lead story this morning, folks, is Mystery Cruise announced. Also today, we've got the Icon of the Seas Rescue. The Norwegian Joy, one of my favorite ships, back in service. A new line takes delivery. Legionella diagnosis. Oh, my. Fog hits Jacksonville. A choking incident during dinner on a cruise ship. A navigator of the seas on its way to a dry dock. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Folks, today is National Cheese Doodle Day. I'll eat a cheese doodle. Do I sit there and stuff them down? No. Again, I'm not a snack person for a lot of things. I'll eat chips with a sandwich. But I never sit around and eat chips. Once in a while, I'll eat a cookie. I love popcorn, but I never fix popcorn. I never touch a candy bar. So I'm just not much of a snack type person. I'm a meat and potato guy that likes to drink some bourbon. So that pretty much sums up my whole life. If you're listening via a podcast, welcome aboard. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net. Or wherever you get your podcasts from, all the big guys. iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Podchaser, Pandora, Apple, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the old fat guy. We do this 5 days a week. Sometimes we do it 6 or 7 days a week. Depends on what happens on the weekend or wherever I might be in the world. I try to do this from cruises no matter where I am. But if you should be listening via the podcast, if you ever want to jump over to the video feed so you can see something live or an interview or pictures that I'm using on that day's show or clips, there's always a link in the description of the podcast so you can do just that. I don't have any pictures to share from Hot Air Tom today. because he is someplace weird. He's going into Curacao, and he says the Wi-Fi stinks, or some similar comment to that. But I do have some pretty cool stuff from Michelle. And you know what? I got sidetracked and didn't load Cindy and the girls stuff. I'll do that for tomorrow. Cindy and the girls will be featured on tomorrow's show. All right. Rochelle was in Hiroshima in Japan. That, folks, is the location of where the bomb actually hit. I mean, it's still there for everybody to remember. And I have to admit, folks, going through these pictures, and there's a lot more than I'm just going to show today, it was quite touching. There's some beautiful gardens there. Lots of statues and things. This is the Children's Peace Monument. The Peace Bell. And the Eternal Peace Flame. Now, there was also, I wonder if there was a really nice picture. I'm going to see if I can grab it quickly. There was a nice picture that showed not only the dome, but also what a beautiful city that has turned out to be now. There it is. Okay, so I got to go load this. Sorry about the slight delay here, folks. I don't know if the machine ate it or if that was my mistake. Yeah, which is possible too, but that was it was a really nice picture to show you what Hiroshima is actually like today. This is the old and the new. What happened in 1945, and what's been built up as a vibrant modern city. So. And of course, you know, we are now friends with Japan. But then Rochelle went to Okinawa. This is the Shikanayan Royal Gardens, which is quite lovely and in bloom. This is the Shuriho Castle Park. And there's, this is one of the international sites, somebody's tomb, not even sure whose. Oh, that was the picture I just did on Hiroshima. So she was also there in Okinawa. So Rochelle's been in Japan. I'm not sure how much longer this trip lasts. Seems like she's been in Asia forever, doesn't it? All right, so the lead story today, folks, we'll get to in a second. But first, I've got to do this. All right, this is the spring celebration for the entire month of March. If you purchase a Model F, now Model F is the lighter weight version than I use. The Model F is the one that folds up, which is a benefit. But if you purchase a Model F or a Model C2, that's what you see there that I'm on. That's the chair that I use and I love. If you purchase one of those this month, the entire month of March, you will receive $250 to use toward accessories. That offer is valid until 3/31/24. Now, that's not all, folks. If you purchase one and tell them code CHILLIE, C-H-I-L-L-I-E, code CHILLIE, you will receive a discount for the chair and $250 for the accessories. How about that? You're looking for a chair? Use code CHILLIE. You can go to the Scoot Around store. You can go to Will Power Chair online. Doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to get a good deal. Just remember, code CHILLIE. And I'll make some money too, actually. I never can, never do mind that. All right. So, there I go, putting it online again. Now let's see. Where was it? Okay, so the top story today, folks. Somebody that I don't ever get to talk about, and that's Windstar. Windstar has taken a bold step into the future of cruising with the announcement of its first ever President's Mystery Cruise set to embark April 19, 2025 on the Star Legend from Athens, Greece. Now, would you get on a cruise, folks, that you have no idea where it's going? I guess you know when it gets back because this is an 8-day cruise. So you'll know when it gets back, but not a clue where it's going in the meantime. The unique 8-day round-trip voyage aboard Star Legend, Windstar's 312-passenger all-suite yacht. I see, you know, it's not going to be cheap, but still, some of you can do things like that. It promises an air of mystery and excitement as the destinations will remain a secret to guests on board until 24 hours before each port of call. I don't know. I kind of like the idea. Doubling as the annual President's Cruise, Windstar Yacht Club members and their friends will be able to sample this innovative journey, offering a new level of spontaneity and discovery in cruising, visiting a variety of ports that will be new to Windstar. Windstar President Christopher Prelog said the team is keeping the itinerary secret even from me. They know I get excited about things and can't help sharing. I'm looking forward to the anticipation of finding out where we're going along with the guests on board. So, and folks, this isn't just a fly-by-night idea. They actually did something similar to this, only it wasn't planned. One of their ships, and I can't remember which one, this was has been maybe year before last, was out in the Pacific someplace, and a typhoon was just wreaking havoc with everywhere the ship was supposed to go. And the captain says, time out, folks. We're not going where we're supposed to go. We're going to do a whole different thing. I'm going to go here today, and I'll let you know where I'm going tomorrow. And they did the whole cruise on the fly. So that ended up being a mystery cruise, which that was the only way to keep everybody safe in this humongous typhoon. So now that they are packaging it, they're saying, okay, let's do that for real. I mean, I think it's a cool idea. I'd do it. If I could afford getting on that ship, I'd do it. I even looked into seeing if I could go in as the, you know, broadcast from it. You know, take me along. I got as far to see that they have handicapped cabins, except that's when a hot air Tom and I are on a cruise in the Mediterranean. So I can't do that. But anyway, I thought that was a pretty cool idea. All right. I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Next on the agenda, folks, on an 8-day voyage from Miami to Honduras, Mexico, and the Bahamas, a group of 14 Cuban migrants found themselves amid a dramatic 2-hour rescue operation thanks to the swift response of the crew aboard Icon of the Seas, the big boy, big girl. If you know the ship, you're supposed to call them hers. So, big girl. The Icon of the Seas traversed waters near Cozumel in western Cuba en route to Honduras. This happened actually on Monday, yesterday. Passengers on board witnessed a distressing scene unfold. You can see in the picture there. A small boat adrift and signaling for help with a white flag was spotted by the crew. The world's largest cruise vessel immediately activated its emergency procedures with a coded alert sounding throughout the ship. And Captain Henrik Loy informed passengers of the situation. A rescue boat was swiftly dispatched to bring the stranded migrants safely aboard. The crew's efficient response ensured the successful rescue of all 14 people, who received immediate medical attention upon boarding the ship. Royal Caribbean, in collaboration with the U.S. Coast Guard, took charge of the situation, prioritizing the well-being of the rescued individuals. And then guess what, guys? They get sent back to Cuba. So they get on the greatest ship. I wonder if they're going to run around the ship any. Or if they keep them under wraps. I've never been on a ship that had rescued somebody before. So I'm not sure exactly what the protocol is. But that'd be a hell of a rescue, wouldn't it? Wow, they get on Icon of the Seas and I can't do it. I love it. All right. One of my favorite ships in the world. Absolutely love this ship. Can't wait to sail her again. The Norwegian Joy is back in service after receiving a multi-million dollar renovation. It was pretty good before that. During the dry dock, 26 new balcony cabins were added. The Vibe Beach Club was expanded and the ship received a new thermal suite and all kinds of this usual fixing ups. It's a pretty good deal. Love that ship. And I love the people on that ship. We had a great group on that ship too. All right. Vila V Residences, a new cruise line that you buy a cabin to live on, is taking delivery of the Vila V Odyssey. The 400-cabin cruise ship will undergo a radical transformation that will usher in a new era of world cruising. Odyssey will set sail on a 3.5-year world cruise on May the 15th from Southampton, England. The cruise will visit 425 ports in 147 countries. It will visit everywhere from 13 of the 14 wonders of the world to remote beaches on over 100 islands. Wish I had the money. And finally, it looks like they're going to get one of these stupid residency cruises off and going. All right. Celebrity Cruises has reached out to guests who have sailed aboard the Celebrity Ascent with notification of a Legionella diagnosis for two passengers who sailed aboard the ship in January. The notification has been sent in abundance of caution, and the disease is not contagious between individuals, but lives in water droplets. Enhanced sanitation has been implemented on board as a precaution. To be clear, the guests were not diagnosed on board the cruise ship, nor has there been a recognized outbreak linked to a specific sailing. Should be noted that the disease is not spread through person-to-person contact, but instead is a bacterial infection passed via contaminated water droplets, such as through air conditioning condensers, hot tubs, water dispensers, and similar sources. The disease also occurs naturally in freshwater ponds, lakes, and rivers, as well as municipal water supplies, public pools, decorative fountains, hot water tanks, and other water sources. So there's not really, folks, there's no proof at all that this was on the cruise ship. It's purely, purely an abundance of caution that they're notifying people. I guess you can go, do you test for Legionella? I'm sure there's a test for it. I don't even know that. But anyway, so if you were on the Ascent since January, I guess that's something you need to look into and check. All right. So Carnival Elation is on the move after a delay of several hours yesterday due to heavy fog as the ship was returning to Jacksonville. Guests booked on the ship's next cruise, which is the one that sailed last night, were alerted to the delay and advised to move their arrival time appointments 5 hours later in the day to accommodate the late arrival. All travelers were on board by 7 p.m. Last evening for the ship's revised departure. Today is a day at sea, tomorrow into Nassau in the Bahamas, so the delayed departure should not affect the remaining schedule. All right. So this is kind of a sad story, folks. 35-year-old woman traveling on Margaritaville Paradise passed away after she developed difficulty breathing during dinner. The ship's doctor arrived to assist, but she was unconscious and died a short time later. The incident happened in international waters during a 2-day round trip Bahamas cruise from West Palm Beach. No further information has been released about the lady involved. All right. That's another one of my favorite ships, Navigator of the Seas. I took that when I was on a tender going into Cabo San Lucas. Navigator of the Seas is currently sailing toward Asia for their routine dry dock. After leaving Los Angeles, the Royal Caribbean International ship recently visited South Korea on its way to Singapore. Upon arriving in Southeast Asia, the 2002-built vessel is expected to undergo a 2-week dry dock at a local shipyard. After completing the work in Singapore, the ship will set across the Pacific Ocean again before resuming service on April the 12th. And this is a perfectly good example, folks, of my feelings about cruise ships. Navigator of the Seas is not the biggest, and obviously doesn't have all the bells and whistles, although it has some of the brand new ships. It was built in 2002, so that's getting to be an old lady in the cruise world. And still, that's one of my top five favorite ships that I've ever been on. Everything about that ship was fun. This crew, the port. I mean, I like the Mexican Riviera. So I like all three of the ports that you go on those cruises. I enjoyed sailing out of Los Angeles, but I adored Navigator of the Seas. Navigator of the Seas is probably my favorite Royal Caribbean ship. And I've been on, what, 9 of them? Yeah, let's not just, because a ship was built in 2002, let's not just kill them, folks. We've done too much of that during the pandemic. That's my rant for the day. All right, that's it. That's it on the news portion of today's show, folks. That was a pretty good show this morning as far as news goes. All right, let's go see who's over in the chat room raising hell. Hot Air Tom says, approaching Curacao, the internet's terrible, so I might not be able to see more than the circle of death. Yeah. Mike's with us. Hi, Mike. Steve's here out in Kentucky. Leo Scott is with us. Hi, Leo. Gary Older than Dirt, my buddy's here. Leo Scott says, how are you doing? That might be a sex slammer. Hello. Greetings from Mohammed Donzo. Tabitha Dawn says, hi. Good morning, Katie. Ship to Shore Cruise News. Good morning, back at ya. Joanne says, hi, tardy again. That's okay. We'll deal with that. Emily Wells says, I need help. I think that might be another scammer. Having trouble with Facebook. Yeah, Facebook and Instagram are both down him. Todd Sears says, good morning, everybody. Katie says, my Facebook. Yeah, apparently this is a system-wide thing. I first noticed that it said that I had to put a new password in. And I tried to do that, and it kept not taking the new password. And I went through all the code business, and yeah, no. There is a Legionella test. I figured there had to be. And could have been acquired on the ship or hotel. Knew of someone who died from it from hotel air conditioning. I remember several of those. It's been quite a few years ago now. Wow, didn't that happen, I think, in Pennsylvania? Maybe, where they found the Legionella bacteria and the Legionnaire's disease in a hotel. Boy, that's testing my memory there, Joanne. Hot Air Tom says, is there a hover chair option that would solve some curb issues? hover chair option. Now, that would be interesting. Your little side things, you go and jumps you up in the air and takes you. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Boy, you're talking about expensive. Hot Air Tom, go away. Wonder if the Margaritaville passenger had an allergic reaction. My understanding from some guests that were on board is that it was a choking incident and that they tried the Heimlich maneuver several times. And by the time the doctor got there tried it again, she had passed out. So Gretchen's with us out in Ohio. Hi, Gretchen. Sorry I'm late. Annual physical therapy. Oh, she says no. Annual therapy. Annual physical, no therapy. Well, let's hope you don't have to go to any therapy. How's that? Yes, in Philadelphia around 1976. I thought that's what I remember. Emily says, I think I'm okay. Katie, try restarting your iPhone. I just did it for the second time. Did Facebook come up? It didn't just before I went on the air. So I use my phone and my computer, so I can't check it until I get off the line. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. I didn't get out and run some errands yesterday, quite frankly, because I was busy with this Alaska program that I'm doing for Nate. I had just constant calls from Alaska. So I hope to get out and run some errands today. It'd be a nice day to be out about too. So that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. Thanks for being with me. Please smash that thumbs up button. That helps me out a bunch. If you have not subscribed, please consider to do so, as I'm planning on hitting 10,000 subscribers. By the way, I saw a thing this morning that said, subscribe to this and we get you 5,000 subscribers a month. Man, if that was true, but something tells me that's a scam thing too. Yeah, I'd love to have that. You know, but 3 months' time, add 15,000, put me up to 20,000. Hell, I could afford to go on a cruise. All right, guys. You know, I'm being a little silly. As always, folks, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully we'll all get together on the high seas really soon. See everybody back here tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Have a great day.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.